Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. We had a little thing to do. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. However, this time around, I want to make sure that we don't mess up. We are back on live air, and good. One second. And however, you'll need to listen to part one of our broadcast, where unfortunately we got disconnected, and I don't understand what happened. If I knew, I would be a genius, but I have no clue what happened, and this is part two. We're now calling our guest.
Hello?
Hello, Shani. You're on live air. So, anyway,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen, we now have Shani Hyken, executive
vice president
of our American friends of Atero Kohanim. So, executive vice president, of course, of American friends of Atero Kohanim. Thank you. And unfortunately, we had to split it in two, because I got disconnected earlier, but I'm glad I figured it out. So anyway, that was the whole confusion there. I didn't know whether or not we'll actually manage to do it. Anyway, what is Atero Kohanim, first of all, and how can Atero Kohanim help Jews emanating to Israel?
Okay, so Atero Kohanim is the movement of Jews, most all of whom are very Frum and very Tzioni, into the Old City and the neighborhoods surrounding the Old City, like Yemenite Village, Kidmat Zion, and so-called Muslim Quarter and so-called Christian Quarters. And today we have 1,000 families, Baruch Hashem, 1,000 Jews living spread out in areas that the world refers to as occupied East Jerusalem, but we call it United Jerusalem forever and ever, because these are the areas closest to the Kotel, closest to the Kotel, the holiest areas that the Jewish people have. Someday we will have a Beis HaMikdash, but until then, at least we have Jews living throughout the holy old city.
That's correct. Yes, indeed. And hopefully we will be zoyche to Mashiach taking miyad mamashim before Rosh Hashanah.
Alavai, amen. I heard a wonderful story, Shia, about a man, a Rav, who came into a bookstore in Yerushalayim before Tisha B'Av, and he ordered, he wanted to buy a kinos, and the store owner was happy to sell it to him, but he said, Rebbe, he said, I've never said this before, but every year you come in and every year you buy the same Echa and the same Kinos. He says, but you've bought it so many times. Don't you have it from last year? The rabbi replied, no. He said, because I'm always hopeful that there will not be a Tisha B'Av next year. Therefore, since we are keeping Tisha B'Av and we have to fast and it is a day of mourning, I have to buy another Kinos and Echa. The idea being that this holy Rav had so much bitachon and amuna that he, you know, he got rid of the, he got rid of, he disposed of the Echa and the Kinos from the year before because he just had faith that they wouldn't be keeping Tisha B'Av again. Why am I saying this story, Shia? Because our families know, they just know with every morsel of their body, they know that Hashem is very happy that they are living in the heart of Yerushalayim, because it's not just their Yerushalayim, it's our Yerushalayim. It belongs to the entire Jewish people, and they are on the forefront, Shia, keeping Jerusalem united with Jewish life.
Jerusalem,
what a mitzvah.
Is your motto. Is Jerusalem, that's your motto.
That's right, and we bring it to life, Shia, by having Jews actually live there and learn there and bring up their children there and walk the streets every single day of the year.
Yep. Anyway, if people want to move to Israel, what organizations do you work with to be able to help them?
Well, the truth is we really don't work with other organizations for the purpose of making Aliyah, but there are other, you know, Nefesh B'Nefesh is the most important organization that's helping people today make Aliyah and make that dream a reality of actually moving to Israel and starting a beautiful life there. But Terakonim is pretty busy doing what it's doing. Helping the families with children's programs, security programs, nurseries, renovations of yeshivas.
And basically housing is basically what you...
Right. There are very wealthy people throughout the world who buy properties from Arabs legally. And Baruch Hashem, you know, it's a tremendous mitzvah when you actually buy... you know, a building or an apartment in the old city, mamash, it is an incredible mitzvah. But people can have mitzvahs even if you don't buy a building or buy an apartment. People can still have a big mitzvah helping with a donation to Ateret Kohanim for our Wittenberg Children's Activity.
And how do you, where do you make the donation?
So you can make a donation online at JerusalemChai.org, JerusalemChai, CHAI.org, or you can actually mail a contribution, and I can say the address. Let me just say first, though, that the contributions that people mail are tax deductible, and if somebody says, nah, they don't need my money, I can't give big money, let me tell you something. Everybody has a mitzvah, whether they give 1,800, 18,000, or 180, or even 18. Everything adds up. And everything counts, and Hashem, you know, there's something in the davening that we say, Shia, on Shabbos, in the Musaf, or Shacharis or Musaf Amid, I don't remember which one, that says, Ish kamat naskelto, everybody according to their chalek, whatever anybody can do, for that person, that is a mitzvah. So if somebody wants to help with the nursery, you know, like women in the old city, Shia, they want to go to work. They want to help their husbands make a living, right? Supplement the family income. But how do you go to work if you don't have a safe place, a safe nursery to leave your baby or toddler, right? So we have two nurseries, one in the old city, one in Yemeni Village, which the world calls Silwan. And we have two nurseries that take care of children from newborns to age two. And then we have our Wittenberg Children's Activity Center for children after yeshiva to play every day except Shabbos, of course. And we have security projects because our families need to have, you know, bulletproof this and special intercom systems and cameras and everything is, you know, we got to do everything in our power. Hashem helps those, like the expression goes, God who helps those who help themselves. And we help we help Ateret Kohanim purchase important security equipment, and all of this can be done by making checks out to American Friends of Ateret Kohanim, and people can mail them to my address at 7 Clubside Drive, 7 Clubside, C-L-U-B-S-I-D-E, 7 Clubside Drive, Woodmere, New York, 11598.
Okay, fine, no problem.
Yeah, no problem. And every dollar adds up, and every dollar is a mitzvah. And we say, especially now, Shia, right? We say, Utsashuva, Utsafila, Utsadaka, Mavirin, Esroa Hagzera. We have to show Hashem.
Before Rosh Hashanah, you know, we need to.
Right, before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We have to show Hashem that we care about our brothers and sisters living in the heart of Yerushalayim. Because Shia, these families live surrounded by Arabs, and I never generalize, Shia, but some of these Arabs are not friendly people. In fact, some of them are very, very heartless, so to speak.
Yeah,
and they will throw top cocktails. They will throw boulders and rocks because they want to chase the Jews away. But Shia, nobody has ever been intimidated, and nobody's ever run away. Our families are fearless. They have bitachon ba'Hashem. And Mirtz Hashem, by this time next year, there will be hundreds of more families living in the heart of Yerushalayim, Bezrat Hashem.
Yep, exactly. And
so I invite, Shia, I invite all of your listeners, the next time they go to Israel, and we're waiting for this Magefa to be over soon. As soon
it
as
it should be over
tomorrow. Terrifying. Right. Today, tonight. So as soon as Israel says that El Al is flying into Israel and people can come to visit Israel, well, I'm on the first plane, Shia, and I hope all of your listeners are also. And people can go on an amazing Ateret Kohanim tour. They'll see things that they've never seen before in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh.
Yeah. I know. Listen, I've been there. Well, it was the first time I've been there. I said, I didn't know what was going on here, but Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. There's been a lot of growth, Shia, and Kenainahara, these families. You know, we have a waiting list of families, Shia, that want the privilege of living here in the heart of the so-called Muslim and Christian quarters. They're not afraid. We just have to stand at their side and help them whatever way we can by giving tzedakah. This way, we are their partners, Shia. They're living there, but we are their partners. And anybody can read about Ateret Kohanim by going on our website, JerusalemChai.org, and you can see pictures of the families and read articles and make a donation by hitting the donate button.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, Shia, I really appreciate that you had me on your program, and I wish you and all of your listeners I wish you and all of your listeners a Shana Tova, Umatuka, and a good Gebenched year with the Suris Tovos and everything good and sweet.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Shia.
All right. Take care. All the best. All the best,
Shia. Good night. Shana Tova. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
The preceding broadcast is being brought to you by our very own NYCapitalRadioLive.com, and is also being brought to you by Hakshmus Kibitz, one of our properties. So remember, Israel is calling you. Good.